Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Our friend John Lovitz is hanging out.
Yes.
I said, Lovitz, you should stay to make sure we sell out the improv.
Yes.
And he fell for it.
and I have a show tonight.
Yes, the Thursday night show. Tonight,
it'll
tomorrow night,
and
two on Saturday. Willie, you don't save the good stuff for the weekends?
No, I do. I go all out every show.
Good. Now we are going to welcome to the show a friend of ours. This is very important. If you're unaware and not heard this, man, Mr. Skin will join us on the show. Mr. Skin, how are you doing?
Hey, Mike. Hey, John. How you guys doing?
Yeah, John Lovitz is here. John Lovitz loves the nudity, so...
Is this the guy with the website?
Yes.
Oh, you're really the guy, Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
The guy... And that little character drawing of you, that's you?
No, he's...
It's not of me, it's just the representation of the website, I guess.
Oh, but you're the guy. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
He's great to meet you.
The only pervert in web porn that has survived as long and has profited as long because he does it better than anybody else. John Lovitz once made sweet love to Janice Dickinson. Where has she been naked in movies?
Oh my God, that's a great one. She's actually really hasn't done, I guess you'd say, movie nudity, but on those reality shows and stuff that she does.
Yeah.
She's been in some thongs, and I remember in The Surreal Life, she mooned out of a van, and you could see a thong behind, and I think she's super sexy, but she just hasn't done like an R-rated movie nude scene, which is a bummer.
Right. Oh, yeah. See, there you go. John has seen more than most of us.
You know, like every woman that's been naked or in a thong, and
name the actress. He could tell you where.
What was the? Okay, well, let's just get specific.
Yes.
So, what's some of your favorite camel toe shots?
Don't think he doesn't have a category.
Camel toe. I remember Mariah Carey once was wearing some.
You have an answer.
Tight pants while singing. That's the most outrageous camel toe I've ever seen.
We do the
Anatomy Awards every year, and we actually award camel toes to actresses. And this year we did. We had a Kate Hudson camel toe that was pretty nice this year. So yeah, we.
Look at that thing. I'm looking at it now. Oh, my God.
The Mariah Carey one.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that Mariah Carey one? It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, man. What is she working with? That looks like a baby squeezing it, like making
sure
a muscle.
Is that really a camel toe?
Oh, yeah. That's a moose knuckle. That's a camel toe all day. Oh, now we know what Lovitz is into. I like that.
No, I just wanted to see. Wanted to see if he had an answer.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a ridiculous question, and you do, because I realize you're obsessed with, you go, she was in a thong. I mean, you're obsessed with this. I'm not knocking it.
It's his business.
Nobody knows it better. Nobody knows it better than MrSkin.com.
Kate Hudson, we did our Anatomy Awards and try to give a camel toe award every year, and she did this movie called Rock the Casbah with Bill Murray in 2015. And she's like, she comes out of the room, and it's like, oh my God, that's an amazing camel toe. So if you're a fan of that, we do look into it. It's not technically nudity, but it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever have it where an actual camel said, "Hey, that's my toe. Pay me.
I have not been awarded.
Pay me a residual. That's my toe.
Nude on a camel, right?
What we got Mr. Skin on for is the top nude scenes of 2016 so far. It's a good projection.
Because they did the All-Star break, and it's kind of a mid-season report card, kind of in honor of that. So, and actually, I have 10 for you. However many you guys can get to is fine. But it's been an amazing, incredible amount of nudity in just the first half of 2016. So I'm pretty excited about the year in general. Let's put it that way.
Joe from Bone TV, if you could blow that up and make it bigger, nobody wants to see my big head. They would rather just see this picture here so we could follow along with Mr. Skin. and we could see what's going on. It looks like number 10 seems to be an up-against-the-wall lovemaking scene. What is this?
Yeah, this Yvonne Strahovski, she was the girl from NBC's Chuck. She played Sarah Walker from 2007 to 2012. And I've been asked about her ever since that show came out. She's become, you know, if you're a fan of television, this show, guys were nuts over her. She was never nude. And then this year, a direct-to-vid thriller with Adrian Brody. If you don't mind his nose getting in the way of his body, it's a pretty incredible nude scene. Pretty great stuff.
Oh, they're doing it right up against the wall. I remember her. I remember her from that show, Chuck. She was gorgeous.
Yeah, she was on Dexter as well, I believe.
Yeah, she also had, and she did a sex scene in Dexter, which was so strategic. She was nude, but they filmed it, so we couldn't even count it as nudity because you never saw the goods. It was a little disappointing. So this one, you see it, and it's a pretty outrageous nude scene.
Adrian Brody does have some nose on him, man. All right, let's see number 9.
Number 9 is Eliza Dushku on the great show Banshee from Cinemax, which wrapped up its fourth and final season this year, and they added her to the cast as an FBI detective who also smokes crack. And speaking of crack, she lowers her towel for an amazing butt shot that we really loved as fans of Eliza Dushku.
Yeah, I mean, that's good because she's been around for a long time. Has she done anything else? Any other nudity?
Yeah, she did a movie called The Alphabet Killer in 2000, and I think it was 7, and she showed brief breasts, so it's been about 7 or 8 years between nude scenes for her. But it was kind of a surprise. I guess if she's on Banshee, I shouldn't have been surprised that she got nude, but you know, it was just a pleasant, let's put it this way, it was a pleasant surprise that she did nude.
That's Rick Fox's chick, isn't it?
Yeah, she dated him for like 5 years.
Yeah, all right, what else? What's next?
Number 8 is Anastasia McPherson in House of Lies. Now, House of Lies had their fifth and final season on Showtime this year with Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell. And there was this, like, orgy scene, and this girl just, everyone at the Mr. Skin offices was going nuts. This Anastasia McPherson, who is, let's just say, a double D natural, was bouncing around the orgy, and all the guys were going crazy. She's not like a big celebrity by any stretch of the imagination, but she is big in the chest, and you don't see naturals bouncing around like that too often on television.
Good. Well, you know what? That's the way they start out. They're not superstar names now, but they float those double Ds around for a little bit.
Yeah. For an Oscar, Anastasia McPherson.
Wow, she is. Yeah, we're looking at her now. She does have big boobs. Okay, what do we have? Number 6?
Number 7. There's a real cool show by Netflix called Bloodline.
Yep.
And this Andrea Riseborough did a really awesome, and it was, talk about a surprise, the first season of Bloodline from Netflix, which a lot of people come up to me and mention, you know, hey, have you seen this show? I really dig it. They did a whole first season. There was no nudity. Out of the blue, this Andrea Riseborough, season 2, gets up out of bed fully nude, and she was in that movie. She co-starred with Tom Cruise in Oblivion, and really beautiful, beautiful girl. And this scene was, not only is she great, but the fact that there was no nudity in the first season, all of a sudden this girl jumps out of bed completely naked. Big surprise and very cool.
That's hotter. It's always better when you get it from the girl you don't expect it from.
Yeah, if it's a show that has 15 nude scenes, like some of those really, like, you know, you get some of those late-night Showtime shows where there's nudity every episode a ton. I love that, but it's extra exciting when you're not expecting it.
All right, this is Mr. Skin. We're going through the top nude scenes of 2016 so far this year.
Is your radio audience watching this on the internet?
Yeah, TV. This is going out everywhere. So this is an accompaniment video of this show that you could watch. So people are listening online at work. They could also watch what's going on here.
Online.
Yeah, and this stuff's like, if you go to the front page of our website, we have this list. I'm just getting people a little background on it, but you can just come to our website or wherever and check it out. It's pretty easy to find.
All right, well, what is number 6?
Number 6 is Jemima Kirk in Girls. Now, I know you're happy I'm not doing a Lena Dunham nude scene here, but she's the daughter of Simon Kirk from Bad Company, and there was a storyline this season where she hooked up with Adam Driver, whose career's blown up since he's in Star Wars The Force Awakens, but after sex, they're laying on the floor, and Mike, this is the rarest of nude scenes, the bush-only scene.
Oh.
A lot of actresses will show butt only or their breasts only, but very few will do a bush-only scene, and we're always give higher marks for a bush-only scene.
And it is a narrow of a bush. Instead of like a big bird's nest, it is a long strip of bush.
Yeah, right.
What do they call that, the landing strip at the airport?
That is a big landing strip, though. Landing strip is a nice little a little sideways thing on the top. That is a full-on...
Yep. You can get a 747 on there.
Jesus. All right, what is next in Mr. Skin's top nude scenes of 2016 so far?
Now, number five is a pretty famous scene. It was Emilia Clarke in Game of Thrones. You know, this obviously it's a wildly popular show. After the third season, they just finished their sixth season. After the third season, she was like, no more nudity. I've done enough. She's doing all these interviews. It was a big surprise, but a pleasant one again, of her, you know, coming out of the Wall of Fire topless. And there were a lot of people that, rightly so, thought maybe there was some CGI trickery or it was a body double or whatever. And we at the Mr. Skin Labs analyzed this thoroughly and came to the conclusion it 100% was her. And then she, in subsequent interviews, mentioned that she had to do this nude scene. It was so...
Where are your labs?
Chicago.
Yes.
Do you have actual laboratories that study these things?
Oh, the Mr. Skin Labs, yes. Very, very intensive analysis of these nude scenes.
Off the top of your head, can you think of somebody that Lovitz has been in a movie with that had an outstanding nude scene?
Yeah, I was trying to think of that. I love all the stuff he did, like his cartoon stuff, you know, like The Critic and News Radio, the TV show, you know, love that, obviously, but... I was trying to think of movies that he was in that had nudity, and I couldn't really think of it.
Why you who
the problem is I don't usually think of guys.
He was in Mother's Day. Who was in Mother's Day that might have been naked at some point in a good movie?
Oh, I don't know. Well, Kate Hudson? Who was your host? You mean the 2010 Mother's Day movie?
Yes.
No.
The
one that came out this year.
That had Jamie King showing.
The one that came out this year.
Oh, there was one that came out this year with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts, and Kate Hudson.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston showed her butt in the breakup. Julia Roberts, 1 hour and 35 minutes in The Pretty Woman. You could see right breast in bed with Richard Gere. So.
1 hour and 30 minutes. Knows exactly where.
35.
Sorry, 135.
How do you remember that?
He is like the world's best Rain Man. He's got it all. Love is
1 hour and 35 minutes in The Pretty Woman, right breast.
Right. Yeah. All right, where are we at, number four?
Yeah, number four on our list of the top nude scenes here at the All-Star Break halfway point of the year, Lena Esko in Kingdom. Now, Kingdom is an MMA series on the Audience Network. Audience Network is original programming from DirecTV.
Right.
This is the reason that we're so important to mankind.
Yeah.
There's 84 active television shows right now across all these different networks that actually have nudity, and we have to follow them. I know you guys are very busy and probably never heard of this show, but this Lena Esko, we at the Mr. Skin offices believe she is in the running for best breasts of 2016 for the Anatomy Awards.
I have to tell you, those are
beautiful,
impressive areolas.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now on MrSkin.com. That is, see, it always helps when you got a nice little perfect pair on a cute face. Yes.
Hands above the table.
All right, number three.
Yeah, you know, when we did this study of how many shows had nudity, it was about current active shows, and we had 85. We had to scratch one off the list when they canceled, surprisingly, Vinyl on HBO. Whether you liked it or not, we, as chroniclers of all the nudity, loved it because the nude scenes were awesome. And Olivia Wilde, in a scene, she played Bobby Cannavale's wife, where she stripped completely naked for a photo shoot. And this would have, Mike, this would have been number one, hands down, no pun intended, if not for the fact that she was wearing a 1970s Merkin wig. And I had to
now, do you think that's a Merkin?
Oh, it's Merkin.
100% is. She admitted it in interviews and whatnot.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't put nothing past the Skin Labs either. They were all over that.
No,
I remember.
And Merkin actually is a very difficult call because the difference is like just no woman in this day and age is walking around with a bush like that. That's like a model-y looking woman like an Olivia Wilde.
Right. Right. You get some old.
I mean, maybe a mom in the her 40s who lives in the suburbs in the winter, maybe. But.
Right. Nobody's going down there and checking for a while. Yeah. So.
But anyway, by the way, regardless, forget, don't get hung up on the Merkin. It's her butt and breasts, and she is so beautiful, and I loved this scene, and unfortunately, Vinyl is done, but what a great moment in season one.
All right, good. You got Olivia Wilde naked. What is the number two so far the number two best nude scene of 2016, according to MrSkin.com.
Well, Mike, you and John maybe don't know this girl, but you definitely know her grandfather. Her name is Riley Keough. And The Girlfriend Experience is a Starz series based on the 2009 film, which was directed by Steven Soderbergh and starred Sasha Grey. This thing had so much sex and nudity. It was fantastic. This Riley Keough was beautiful, so naked throughout. Her mother is Lisa Marie Presley, which makes her Elvis Presley's daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's Danny Keough, Elvis, right? Was her father?
Yes, very good. Yes, yeah, very good.
Elvis's
She's a beautiful girl, and there's a very graphic scene. You got to see that.
Oh, I'm watching it right now. It looks like somebody spilled some clam chowder.
Yeah, I was wondering how you were going to describe that, but yes.
That's what I see. That's what I say. Yeah. I don't know how it happened. That is the number two scene. I have not watched.
I didn't realize. What the hell?
That's what happens when you're done.
Well, I know, but why would you want to show that?
That's the show, and she's a hooker
in
the show.
I'm showing you how outrageous.
That's just.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
And the number one. Yeah, John.
Oh, but you can show it.
Yeah, we're showing it on the internet. We're not showing it on the radio.
No rules on the internet.
Sorry, either. I didn't know. So you can say yes, blooch.
No, stop saying words. Go ahead. What is your number one nude scene?
My number one nude scene so far here at the All-Star break was Ashley Greene on Rogue. And Rogue is that series on the Audience Network, also DirecTV, and she's a model turned actress, and she's basically well known for the Twilight movies. And over the last 3 or 4 years, she's just been such a huge request at our website for her to finally do a nude scene.
She's gorgeous.
And she did, yeah, she's beautiful. She did not disappoint. The there's a number of different scenes, but just her being topless was so hot, and the fact that, you know, she's from those Twilight movies, and really great nudity from Ashley Greene. It was hard to choose one, but this one kind of got most of our audience excited, and we chose Ashley Greene in Rogue as the number one nude scene of 2000.
Very nice. Very nice. And we're only at the halfway mark. We still got a lot of movies to go. Let me ask you one.
Can you say love syrup?
Yes, you can say.
There was some love syrup on her stomach.
Hold on, I got to write that one down.
See,
I like it.
And then why would you put that in a movie? Why would you go, oh, it's the best part?
Because.
Then I get to wipe stuff off my stomach.
No, love syrup. Love syrup.
Stuff?
Yes.
Wipe stuff off my stomach after the guy.
No, stop. Yeah, you're going to get you're eating breakfast. Let me ask you about Michelle Dockery. Anything from Michelle Dockery?
Michelle Dockery, what do you know her from? Like
Downton Abbey is the only thing, and then she did.
That's what I'd probably say most people know her from. That show's a little frustrating because that's a show that needs to load up on the nudity. She unfortunately is yet to do a nude scene, and they have tons of girls that I don't watch it enough to know like who the big names are on the show. But Michelle Dockery's never been naked. I know that. The blonde girl, Joanna, I think Frogat's her name.
I don't know any of their real names.
Some nudity. But yeah, that Michelle Dockery, we get requests about her, but she just hasn't been naked yet. And hopefully
we'll see it soon. All right, I'm going to keep an eye out. If you want to go check it out, you can get the top 10 nude scenes so far this year at MrSkin.com.
It's all right on the front page of our website. And we also started my first ever podcast this week, so you can subscribe to the podcast. Lots of things going on at MrSkin.com.
Don't start getting crazy in the right. You don't see me trying to open up nudie websites. Don't start trying to.
I know. I know what I'm good at, so I'm trying to keep in my wheelhouse.
Check out MrSkin.com. Always good to talk to you, buddy. Thank you. Love it. Any other questions? You want to find out about anybody other celebrities before we go?
John Brennan brought up a good one. I can't think of any.
Tia Carrera.
Off the top of my head.
Tia Carrera, who John Lovitz was in.
Oh, high school, high.
Right.
Tia's beautiful.
Yeah, Tia Carrere is a kind of a frustrating one because ever since, like, the Wayne's World movies, everyone wanted to see her naked, and people think they saw her nude in Showdown in Little Tokyo from 1991, but that was an obvious body double, which we've pointed out. She's been in bras and, you know, in sexy underwear scenes and stuff. Never done a real nude scene, which was always kind of a disappointment.
Plus, so fat now, you don't want to see her naked now.
Oh,
well, I haven't seen real. You know,
she's my friend, you fool.
She's your fat friend. She's huge now. Have you seen her lately?
Oh. Yeah, I'm friends with her.
When you say friend, like what? You go to Denny's with her? Like, how often do you see her?
I just spoke to her last
time. Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I called her fat then. thank you, Mr. Skin. Always good to talk to you.
Bye, you guys. Take
care. All right, see ya.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.